Greenwich, New York native Jacob Houston has charmed audiences throughout the Northeast with his idyllic land and cityscapes and detailed glimpses into everyday life. With bright colors and enamel-like scenes, he romanticizes the places he travels, recreating the world as he sees it, full of joy, wonder, and beauty. He is the pride of Washington County. Houston's artwork has been exhibited throughout the region at Larax, Lapham Gallery, Saratoga Art Center, Washington County Farm Museum, Greenbridge Gallery, Historic Salem Courthouse, and Southern Vermont Art Center. His reach extends into Vermont and Massachusetts and increasingly New York City. He has a new exhibit. It's called A Magical World, The Art of Jacob Houston, which is now on view through June 23rd at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls. We are joined by Jacob Houston, Claire Houston, his mom, and the Hyde's Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming, Jonathan Canning. Good morning, all. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, I will, in a moment of admission here and for full disclosure, Jacob and his mom and dad are dear friends, dear family friends, and people that we have known for a long, long time and very special people in my life. So I'm thrilled that you're here, and I'm thrilled that this is happening, and it's just a delight to have you in the studio. So thank you very, very much for being here. So let us start with you, Mr. Canning. I love you too. how did Jacob ultimately get on your radar and to say, oh, this is something we'd love to feature at the Hyde?
Well, 2 years ago, artists of Washington County were having an open studio day in the summer, and I went cycling from Glens Falls to Greenwich and passed by Jacob's studio, walked in, and was just totally captivated by the images. And I've been to or lived in a number of places that Jacob had depicted. And I just, seeing those images brought back the first excitement of settling in Chicago or going to school in New York or standing before the towers of Notre Dame in Paris. It all just came back in a flood of great emotion and excitement. And so I thought I want to find out more about this young man, this artist. And the more I sort of settled into my role at the Hyde, I thought it's time that we at the Hyde showed him and his art and gave him that little extra push of exposure that the Hyde can give.
Absolutely. It's wonderful exposure. So, Jacob, what are you making of all this, of having this opportunity?
It was like a dream, but a real dream.
Yeah. And to have that come through and to come true. So what is it like to pick the paintings that are going to be on the wall of this beautiful museum?
Jonathan came to our house and he chose ones he liked. I gave him a tour.
Yep. Yeah. And there's ones that he likes. I assume there's ones that you like on there too.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, my favorite one's the Africa one.
And just tell us a little bit about that one.
It has 65 animals, and it took 5 months to paint.
Wow, 5 months. Now, what does a normal painting take for you?
Usually a month and a half.
Now, the what I have always found interesting about your work is being that you live in the town I live in, is so much of it is familiar. And so we see Main Street, we see the fair, we see things that we know. You even painted my mother-in-law, which you will never let me forget. I will say that. But then there's other places. I have one of yours from London, and I think I remember asking you when was Jacob in London? Well, he wasn't. And that's interesting. So you will look at places and as you see them, from sort of your both imagination, I assume, pictures as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And you take it from that.
Yeah, from pictures and my imagination.
And that's not to say. And then there's a lot of places you do travel to, and that can help fill in some of the blanks as well.
Yeah, places inspire me to paint.
You have a gorgeous photo or a gorgeous painting that I just saw the other day, or today actually, was of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's in the exhibit or not.
It is, yes.
It is, yeah.
In fact, we have a second show running at the moment, Albert E. Flanagan, The Towering City. He was an early 20th century printmaker, and we have an image of the spire and the transept of Notre Dame in that exhibition. But one of the exciting things, perspectives that Jacob takes is he takes what we call a bird's eye or aerial view, and that really changes everyone's understanding of the image, even of Greenwich, which you know so well, but from ground level. Don't you feel that when you see Jacob's view of a bird's eye perspective looking down, you're looking at something new and exciting? You see the expanse of the countryside beyond Main Street. He just has this wonderful way of opening up the world and then depicting it with clarity and beautiful enamel color that you just fall in love with the scene.
Did you have to play with that idea of sort of the bird's eye view, or was that something that just came naturally?
It comes naturally.
Yeah.
Looking
down, and because that in the picture we were just talking about of the Notre Dame, it is here again. It's almost like a drone looking down right into the two bell towers.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating. Claire, I have to ask the mother question, which is, okay, your son says, oh, I'm going to be an artist. And you say, oh, great. I hope you get a real job. but this has been quite lovely to see how wonderful and how, just deservedly so of how his work has been embraced by an audience.
It's been wonderful. He started painting when he was very young. It was very apparent when he was about 3 years old. You could see his talent. And people all along have encouraged him, especially Greenwich people. He has a real following there, and it's fun to see. He goes into the Hannaford, and all these people come running up to him.
Well, you're a fan
Jacob,
club.
You're the artist.
Yes. Well, and you go anywhere in town, your paintings are all over the town, which you chronicle our life, which is good because we're too busy living it. what is it like for you in seeing this of, I guess I'm interested in how you go about as a parent, even at 3 years old, and as he grows up, to encourage that artistic side to give him the support and the art supplies that are necessary.
It's just come naturally because it's what he loves to do.
Yep.
And over the years, it just seems like it's evolved just naturally, and we haven't really purposefully made him what he is today, but it just every year he seemed to get further and further into his art business. He started a business with his art, and when he was about 13 or 14 with note cards and Christmas cards and things like that. So it just keeps going and going. And this year to be in the Hyde was just an amazing accomplishment for him, and we're so proud of him.
Well, and we're all, as I said, our hometown hero. We're all so proud. It is, you obviously, I would think, Jonathan, you can't take that lightly of who is seen at the Hyde. But it's also a responsibility to show off local artists.
It is, and we feel it's our job primarily to bring in the best art that we can. There are lots of other exhibiting organizations in the region. But every so often, it's our duty and responsibility to help an artist who has a unique vision of the world, to really help them grow beyond the region. So that's what I saw in Jacob when I cycled into his studio. And
don't want just anybody in on a bike.
Jacob was saying earlier that he's starting to get fan letters from visitors who've seen his work at the Hyde, and that's rewarding for us.
Well, it is. It's beautiful. It's called A Magical World, The Art of Jacob Houston. It's on view through June 23rd at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls. How many works are on display?
18, I think. Yes, 18 paintings. 18.
And there, your work is large, isn't it? You work on a fairly large canvas.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly. And the color is the other thing that I want to ask you about, because I had not thought of this, and leave it to the art expert to give me a word that I can show off here. But that enamel look is really beautiful. How did you start using that from the beginning, or was that something you eased into?
For colors,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess it was like a gift to paint with colors.
Yeah,
it came easy.
And they're so bright and so vivid, and there's nothing. I mean, they can be dark in color, but there's still such joy and beauty to them. You're looking for a more beautiful portrayal than you are of something that is gritty or realistic.
I try to make my paintings happy.
Yeah,
and the bright colors seem to do that for me.
They certainly do. And I will say also that a lot of the things that you paint are happy. I mean, you know, our little downtown and the backyard and the beautiful farmland. I mean, a lot of that is happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, how many have hanging up at the house?
Oh, we're running out of walls. We are.
You could store a couple at the Hyde, and then a couple of weeks are all going to come back.
Yes.
Then.
He just finished one of myself as a child on the dairy farm I grew up on.
Was that right?
Lying in the grass with our St. Bernard dog by the pond, looking at the ducks with the little ponies behind me. It is so close to my heart, and I had to buy it.
You gave your mom a deal, right? I hope. Oh my goodness. So where is you? Obviously, you keep painting, right, Jacob? You keep going.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, I tell you, again, congratulations. Wonderful, wonderful work. The exhibit is called "A Magical World: The Art of Jacob Houston." It is on view through June 23rd at the Hyde Collection. And what else is happening at the Hyde? If we can go see Jacob's work, and what else can we see?
Well, you'll see, as I mentioned, the Albert E. Flanagan, The Towering City print exhibition. Next week, for 1 week, we have our April spring break children's workshops. So half days, 5 to 8 year olds in the morning, starting at 10, 9 to 12 year olds at 1 o'clock. The Juried High School show opens May 4th, and we'll have an art and yoga program that morning. And then on the 18th of May, I'm giving a lecture, Visions of a Bright New World, that will look at artists from the late Middle Ages all the way up to Jacob.
Excellent. Well, all of that you can find on the website, which is hydecollection.org, hydecollection.org. Do you have a website, too, for Jacob?
Yes, we do. www.jacobhoustonart.com.
jacobhoustonart.com. That's jacobhoustonart, A-R-T, .com. jacobhoustonart.com. My thanks to all of you. Jonathan, thank you for putting this, making this happen, and for
pleasure.
Taking that fateful bike ride into Greenwich. We appreciate it. Jacob, congratulations. Beautiful, beautiful work, and thank you for coming in and sharing with us this morning. I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
And to Mom and Dad, thank you for being here, too. Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Love
for
having
us.
You. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A great
thank
pleasure.
You to the Hyde.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about all of this. Go to thehydecollection.org or jacobhoustonart.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.